Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Science of Reading in Action by Malia Hollowell is a professional education book focused on literacy instruction, especially in the early grades. Positioned within the growing science of reading movement, it aims to help teachers translate reading research into classroom practice. Rather than presenting theory in isolation, the book emphasizes practical, brain-friendly strategies that align instruction with how children learn to read. Its purpose is to make complex terminology and research more accessible, giving educators clearer direction on foundational skills such as phonological awareness, phonemic awareness, phonics, vocabulary, fluency, and comprehension. Hollowell also addresses the confusion many teachers feel after years of mixed messages about reading instruction. The book is written for classroom use, with an emphasis on implementation, sequencing, and activities teachers can apply immediately. Its appeal lies in combining a research-informed framework with concrete support, making it useful for elementary teachers, interventionists, literacy coaches, and others seeking a more structured and effective approach to reading instruction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, making the science of reading understandable for teachers. One of the book's most important contributions is its effort to clarify the language and core ideas of the science of reading for working educators. In many schools, teachers encounter terms such as phonics, phonemes, phonological awareness, and phonemic awareness, without always receiving a coherent explanation of how these concepts connect. Hollowell's approach is designed to reduce that confusion by defining foundational literacy terms clearly and linking them to instructional practice. This matters because reading instruction often becomes ineffective when teachers are expected to apply methods they have not had time to fully unpack. The book, therefore, serves as both an introduction and a practical guide, helping educators build a more stable knowledge base. Its emphasis is not on academic abstraction, but on usable understanding. That makes it especially relevant in a professional climate where many teachers are reevaluating older literacy practices and searching for more evidence-aligned alternatives. By organizing complex ideas into teachable categories, the book helps educators make sense of a field that can otherwise seem full of jargon, competing claims, and fragmented training. This grounding function is central to the book's value and explains much of its strong reception among classroom teachers. Teaching reading in a structured and sequential way. A major theme of the book is that reading instruction should follow a deliberate sequence that reflects how literacy skills develop. Hollowell argues for explicit teaching rather than assuming children will absorb reading patterns naturally through exposure alone. But this emphasis fits the broader science of reading framework, which highlights the importance of systematically teaching the relationships between sounds and print. In this context, sequencing is not just about curriculum pacing, but about giving students the right building blocks in the right order. The book appears to help teachers think more carefully about when and how to introduce foundational skills so that later reading tasks rest on a solid base. This is especially important in the early grades, when confusion about instructional order can produce long-term difficulties for students. The practical appeal of Hollowell's work lies in translating this principle into classroom action. Teachers are not only told that sequence matters, but are also given support in how to organize instruction more intentionally. That practical orientation distinguishes the book from more purely research-based texts. It speaks to educators who want a roadmap for daily instruction and who need a coherent system for helping children progress from early sound awareness to increasingly confident reading. Thirdly, using brain-friendly practices and avoiding ineffective habits. The phrase brain-friendly is central to the book's identity and points to one of its strongest themes: reading instruction should align with what research suggests about how the brain learns written language. In practice, this means more than adding engaging activities. It involves making instructional choices that support decoding, language development, and durable learning, rather than relying on habits that may seem intuitive but do not consistently build reading skill. Public descriptions associated with the book stress that teachers need to know not only what to include in instruction, but also what to leave out. In the science of reading conversation, this often includes moving away from practices that encourage guessing words from pictures or treating word recognition as a primarily visual memorization task. Hollowell's contribution appears to be her ability to frame these shifts in a teacher-friendly way, reducing defensiveness and increasing clarity. The book helps educators understand why some long-used routines may not produce strong outcomes and how better aligned strategies can replace them. This focus gives the book practical force. It does not merely celebrate research, but uses research to help teachers examine everyday choices, refine instruction, and create literacy environments that are more supportive for beginning readers and students who need stronger intervention. Fourthly, connecting foundational skills to full reading development. Another important topic in the book is the relationship between foundational skills and broader reading success. Hallowell does not appear to treat phonemic awareness and phonics as isolated drills detached from meaningful literacy. Instead, the book situates them within the larger goal of helping students become capable readers who can read accurately, fluently, and with understanding. This reflects a core insight of the science of reading. Successful reading depends on both word recognition and language comprehension. Public information connected to the book also points to attention to vocabulary and comprehension, suggesting that Hallowell presents a more complete literacy framework rather than a narrow skills manual. That balance matters because debates about reading instruction are often oversimplified. Effective teaching requires explicit work on sound-symbol relationships, but it also requires building knowledge, oral language, and comprehension. The book's practical design likely helps teachers see how these components work together instead of treating them as competing priorities. By linking foundational instruction to larger reading outcomes, Hallowell provides a more useful vision of literacy growth. This makes the book especially helpful for teachers who want to improve early decoding instruction while still keeping sight of the broader purpose of reading understanding: language, gaining knowledge, and participating more fully in academic learning. Lastly, supporting diverse learners through actionable classroom strategies, the book's usefulness is strengthened by its focus on application across varied student needs. Available descriptions indicate that Hallowell addresses not only general classroom instruction, but also support for struggling readers and English language learners. This is significant because many educators are looking for ways to apply science of reading principles in classrooms where students bring different levels of oral language, prior knowledge, and literacy readiness. Rather than treating research as something separate from instructional design, the book appears to translate it into activities, routines, and tools teachers can use immediately. That practical orientation broadens its audience. It is relevant not just to specialists in reading intervention, but also to classroom teachers who need workable methods for small groups, whole class lessons, and targeted support. The emphasis on actionable strategy helps explain why the book is often described as confidence building. Teachers facing pressure to improve literacy outcomes often need more than theoretical agreement. They need usable plans that fit the realities of teaching. Hallowell's approach seems to meet that need by offering hands-on guidance without losing sight of underlying principles. This combination of accessibility and applicability makes the book particularly valuable in schools working to align instruction more closely with current reading research while still serving a broad range of learners. In conclusion, The Science of Reading in Action is best suited for elementary teachers, reading interventionists, instructional coaches, school leaders, and teacher educators who want a clearer and more usable understanding of evidence-based reading instruction. It is especially valuable for educators in pre-kindergarten through second grade, where foundational literacy teaching has the greatest long-term impact. But its ideas also matter for anyone supporting students who are behind in reading. The practical benefit of the book lies in its translation of complex research into classroom-ready guidance. Readers are likely to gain stronger command of key terminology, more confidence in sequencing instruction, and a clearer sense of how to align daily teaching with the way reading develops. Intellectually, the book helps situate classroom practice within a broader research conversation without becoming overly technical. What helps it stand out in a crowded category is its blend of clarity, accessibility, and implementation. Many science of reading books explain the research well, while others focus mainly on lesson ideas. Hallowell's book appears to bridge those two needs by giving teachers both a conceptual framework and practical tools. That combination makes it a strong entry point for educators seeking not just to understand the science of reading, but to use it effectively in real classrooms. If you would like to support Malia Hallowell, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.